Dr. Oliveros dictated on Emmanuel Hernandez. First name, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, like in Lima. The last name, Hernandez, H-E-R-N, like in November, A like in Alpha, N like in November, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, Z like in Zulu. Hernandez. This is the number one. This is the clinical case of a 34-year-old Mexican male that knows that he has kidney disease for over 10 years. The first manifestation was arterial hypertension. The patient has been seen by the different doctors. And the patient had an evaluation in 2017 in which the ultrasound of the kidneys demonstrated kidneys that were smaller in size, and there was hyperechorogenicity, in other words, chronic kidney disease. The patient has been taking blood pressure medications. He's a migrant worker that has been traveling from state to state. He was recently evaluated by one local nephrologist who suggested the patient to start on hemodialysis because there was a creatinine that was above 5, a CO2 in 16, and there was evidence of anemia, a hemoglobin of 11. There was no hyperkalemia. There is no evidence of hypoalbuminemia. And there was some proteinuria with the microalbumin that was more than 2,000 in the ratio. Indeed, the patient has a CKD stage 5 with the estimated EFR of 13. He doesn't have insurance, and we are going to explore the avenue of getting insurance and if he's is able to secure the insurance, we refer him for a vascular access for the future dialysis. Number two, anemia related to CKD. Number three, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We reevaluate the phosphorus and the PTH, and we'll make the necessary changes. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. We are going to reevaluate this case in a month. We gave all the information and all the symptoms related to the compensation of the uremia. And we plan to stay in touch with this patient in order to help him to get to dialysis. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the referral in the face-to-face, 45 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.